Well, in January of this year, I began serving as an elder here at Central. And I've been an elder in other churches, but just started here. And when I did that, I was reminding myself a little bit, and I've been thinking a lot in the last few months about what it means to be an elder and what the Bible has to say about that, especially if I'm going to be one. I think I probably ought to, you know, figure out what's in the scriptures and what the Lord has to say about that. So there's a lot of teaching on this in the scriptures because the church was just getting established in New Testament first century church, and they were just figuring out how to do church, how to run things, how to get instructions about how a church should be set up. So there's a lot that's in these letters that were written by Paul and others about what would constitute order in a church, as they had all of these people now who were becoming disciples of Jesus and were starting to gather together in local places for their gatherings as local churches. Matter of fact, you could say that a gathering of believers really wasn't considered a church yet until there were elders. It's one of the first things you would do. One of the first things that the instructions that were given told these groups that you need to have somebody over this group leading what's going on. Makes sense. So they did that as a new church was planted, and missionaries like Paul and Barnabas and Titus and others were seeing these people come to Christ, and these gatherings, out of those gatherings, became the place where you would look for leaders who would step into that role of leading churches. So that was one of the first things. And these leaders were called elders. Now, in the New Testament, this office of leadership is actually called several different things. And there's different words that you're going to find throughout the New Testament that refer really to the same office. We here at Central refer to elders. That word elder, when you see it in the scriptures, is a Greek word that is presbyteros. And that sounds like something that we know in another term. Presbyterian would come from that. But presbyteros was a Greek word, basically means old guy. Just means somebody who's got a little age on him, got some life experience. And that's really what that word means. So kids, when we tell you to respect your elders, that's the old people that we're talking about. But Paul wrote this to Titus. Start here this morning. And this shows how in a very early stages of a church, because this was right when new converts were coming to Christ on the island of Crete, Paul told Titus, "This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained in order and appoint elders, presbyteros, in every town as I directed you." And the next verse we'll read has actually two major words that refer to this office. At the end of Acts 20, Paul is giving kind of a sermon speech, farewell to the elders in Ephesus. It's a very emotional time because they're probably not going to see each other again. So this is the last time Paul has anything to say to these men who were in Ephesus. He uses words here like overseer, which refers to the same position as elder, just someone who presides and oversees a church. And then there's a word for shepherd or pastor. So let's look there. This is what he said to them. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you, there it is, overseers, episcopae, to care for or shepherd, poimen, the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. So what's the point of all these words? Brent, why are we looking at all of these different words? Well, they are interchangeable words used all the way throughout the New Testament that refer to this same office. Elder, overseer, shepherd, pastor, which is the same as shepherd. Your version of the Bible might even have the word bishop. All of those referring to the same office that we here at this church refer to as elders. So they needed to choose all these new leaders. How did they know who to choose? When they looked for new elders, there were certain qualifications that they would look for in their lives. And a couple of places in the New Testament, there's a list of these qualifications that we would look for in an elder for the church. And we still use these lists today to try to find men who will serve in this role. 1 Timothy 3 is one of the places that has this list. It says that an overseer, there it is again, episcope, must be above reproach, the husband of one wife or a one-woman man, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well. So even today, we look for those character qualities in our elders. I'm going to ask the men who serve as elder right now at IBC, or IBC. Man, that's going back a few years for me. Sorry about that. Here at Central. Fellas, would you come down front here? And Paul, you're shepherd pastor. We have a pastor elder board, so I want you to know each of these guys. I don't know where Eric went, but you've seen him this morning already. He might be out in the foyer there. Thanks for coming down, guys. I know how much you appreciate being singled out in front of a crowd of people. We always love doing that, right? Thanks, Eric. Now, for a few minutes, I'd like for us to have a little bit of a family chat. And if you don't attend Central Chapel, you can listen in, but we're going to huddle up here for a few minutes and for the next minute, talk as a church. Here's our next verse. It's in Hebrews 13, verse 7. And the beginning of that verse says, remember your leaders. And here's another word, leaders, hegeomai. So another word that refers to the same office as we've been talking about all along, elder, leader. Remember your leaders. Hegeomai, actually, if you've got a King James, it may say that those who have the rule over you. But it means the same thing, a leader. So if we're going to do that, I think it would be a good idea for you all to know who it is you're remembering, right? Now, some of you may remember a vote that we had along the way where each of these men were elected by the congregation to be an elder. Eric Dunham is over here. Bill Sloanaker, Ken Edwards. These are lay leaders. These are unpaid elders. And my name's Brent Alderman, so I'm with this group. Paul Kuntz is a pastor who is paid. And even in the New Testament, there were paid elders. and unpaid elders. So we're following that pattern as well. And if Pastor Keith was here, of course, he would be standing over here next to Paul, and they would be our paid pastoral staff. So we make up the pastor elder board. That's what we call it. But we're not bored. There's plenty to do. And you will see one of our names on the back of your bulletin every week with a phone number. One of us will give announcements every week. So there's some visibility there, but a lot of times you don't see a lot of what this group does. And we want you to be able to follow this verse, this first phrase of this verse in Hebrews 13, to remember your leaders. Here's the whole verse. Remember your leaders, Hagiomai, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. As we said, each of these men was elected by the congregation, and we know that there is a high level of trust that comes with that, and we don't take that lightly. You ought to be able to watch us and see how we handle life. One of our elders that is now with the Lord, Jerry Fry. You know what we did when Jerry passed? We considered the outcome. We considered the outcome of his life. And it was good. And there's an example that you can follow there. Good, faithful service. Touched many people for eternity. But you ought to be imitators of our way of life. Now, let me tell you something about these men. I'm getting to know them better. I've sat in hours of meetings with them, and I've heard their discussion and their wisdom. They care deeply about you and about Central. They're faithful, hardworking, and they take their responsibilities seriously. And when we look at a verse like this, we know what a big deal this is. But we need the prayers of the people of Central. Would you do that regularly? Would you do that? We want to have lives that you can imitate, but we could fail if we don't have the prayers of God's people. When I started in January, there were 7 of us lay leaders, lay elders. There's 4 of us now. We mentioned Jerry, who went to be with Jesus, but he was here in January. We've had another couple of men that have had to step off of the pastor-elder board for legitimate, good reasons. And I don't tell you that to whine about it. I'm just telling you for your information and to let you know that the way we look at this is the ones who are lay elders right now, we believe it's completely the Lord's plan, who he has on this board right now. So we're trusting him to give us what we need to carry out the responsibilities that he's given us. But whoever's an elder right now is the Lord's plan, but I just can't emphasize enough, we need your prayer. We need your prayer. Not a man up here feels adequate to do what we're called to do. But we do feel like we're called. So we'll keep going. But we do need your prayers. Fellas, thanks for coming up. I appreciate it. Thanks. Remember those who are your leaders. We're just going to look at another verse here about eldership in the church. And I have to tell you, it's a very serious verse. It's just later in this same chapter, Hebrews 13. If you just go down a few verses, it's the first half of verse 17, and it says this: obey your leaders, there it is again, Hagiomai, and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. I hope you can feel the weight of that verse. I feel it. And you know, and I know, that there are going to be times that you might not see eye to eye with decisions that the pastor or elder board makes. But I can promise you that we feel the weight of watching over souls. And elders, that's what we need to be motivated by, men. We don't just attend meetings and give announcements. We care for your soul, and we'll give an account someday. So again, please pray for us. And when that day comes for accountability, who is it to whom we will give an account? We aren't the ones who run this church. We know that. There is one who is higher, who is the head of the church. And this last verse we're going to look at, 1 Peter 2, verse 25. For you are straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd, poimen, and overseer, episcope, same words, of your souls. This is Jesus' church, and it's a great thing to be a part of his church. So I just want to encourage us this morning to be united as we move forward, even if we don't always agree from time to time, and all of us together follow the shepherd, big S, the shepherd of our souls. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for your word, for revealing yourself to us, for revealing to us your church. We know this is your idea. We know that the church in these days, we are your representatives here on earth. And because of that, we need to have your help and your direction. I pray for my fellow elders and pastors here at Central, for you to give us direction, wisdom, with the many things that come before us that we need to discuss. And Lord, let us not forget why we do what we do, and that we do have souls that are in our care, and that we will give an account someday. For the flock here at Central, I pray that they will remember their leaders and be in prayer for us, and understand that it's a weighty office that you've called us to, and that we cannot do it without prayer support and without help that comes from you. So help us as we look into your word and apply it and live it and think the way you have shown us to think, that we might have a testimony to the world around us that points to your goodness and your joy and love that you make possible that can't come from any other way, any other source. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.